This is The Green Room, a weekly conversation about arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm David Castleman. And the song you're hearing right now is the title track off a new album by Natalie Douglas. It's called Human Heart. And if you didn't know, Natalie Douglas is an award-winning cabaret singer from New York City. And she has the rare distinction, Kate, of having her photo hanging in the legendary jazz club Birdland.
Mm-hmm. That is so huge, whether you're from New York or not. That's just huge.
Right.
So here's Natalie. She's in New York, and here we are in Michigan. I wanted to find out, though, what it was like making a new album out of classic songs. Because, David, the thing with cabaret is that you're usually singing somebody else's material. I mean, otherwise, you're a singer-songwriter.
Right.
Yeah. So I caught up with her on the Upper West Side at Alice's Teacup.
I'm having tea with Natalie Douglas right now. Although, actually, Natalie Douglas is having tea in a tea house in New York, and I'm drinking coffee in a studio in Interlochen, but, you know, close enough. Pass the cucumber sandwiches, Natalie.
They're delicious.
Yeah, they are. So, I'm going to jump right in. How do you decide? You just had this new CD come out. How do you decide when you have the right material to make a new CD?
Well, in this instance, we went into the studio specifically to create a new CD. So when we decided to start the editing process and mixing and adding in other instruments and finishing the arrangements and all that, I looked at the list and realized that all of these songs sort of fall into two categories. There's one set that's kind of in the jazz, Great American Songbook, show tune plays, songs in many cases that I learned when I was really little and, you know, I grew up loving, and in some cases songs that I came to later. And then the other set are sort of the songs of my childhood, the 70s, Southern California, pop, rock, folk, country hybrid that, you know, the Eagles and Linda Ronstadt and Carla Bonoff and that kind of thing. So selecting songs for the CD was really easy. There are 12 songs I truly love and that I wanted to sing and do in this way, you know.
Then how did you decide what ends up being physically printed onto the CD?
I was very lucky in that the songs that we recorded this time are all songs that I've sung for some time. So they're things I know I love. And in some cases, they're things I know that friends and fans love because they've told me over the years, when are you gonna record that one? Why isn't that on a record? You know, so I've kept this sort of running tally in my brain of things that people especially love.
The album goes between, of course, we have, you know, Strange Fruit and Mississippi Goddamn, yeah. And these really, really intense numbers. And then, you know, The Best Is Yet to Come, or, yeah, you know, this, or Sleepy Man, such a beautiful song. So talk to me about then how you pieced all of these things together. How did you decide where the hard stuff was going to go? Where do our hearts need a break? You know, is there an overall kind of, you know, is there an overall kind of story, yeah, you want to tell with the order, the song order?
Yeah, I mean, that's a thing that I feel, you know, it's kind of intuitive. It's very similar to when I'm putting an order together for a show. When I have a concept, whether it's the Nina Simone tribute or the freedom songs, you know, songs of the civil rights movement, I start gathering tunes that I really want to sing that fall under that umbrella, not in any particular order. You know, I just start finding them. You know, I love the research part. I go crazy. That's my, you know, my sort of, it's, I would say secret nerd, but it's not a secret. my library geek comes to the fore, and I, you know, and I love that part, so I start collecting those things.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you. In worn out shoes, silver hair, a ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old song.
One of the songs that gets a lot of mention from people who see it in concert or for people who've heard it on the album, that people are loving from you, is your version of Mr. Bojangles. Now, that's a song most people could probably rattle off in their sleep. You know, how do you take a song like that and then put your own stamp on it?
It's actually a thing that I try to do with every song that I approach, because I'm not a writer. So the thing that I really like to do is find songs that speak to me and that feel as if at least some portion of them is my voice. You know, it's what I want to say. And once I do that, once I find that tune, then I start living in it. I mean, I think the ideal experience for singer-listener, that relationship, is that both of us in that moment, whichever part of the, you know, that duo, whichever part you're in, each person is having the experience as the song unfolds.
Well, Natalie, it's been so fun hanging out and having tea with you today.
Pass the crumpets. I love it. It's one of our favorite things to do.
Right? But so listen, if we're going to play us out, we'll walk out of the tea room together. If you could just pick one song from the album we should listen to right now, what would it be? What do you think?
Well, I would pick, It Never Was You.
Nice. Natalie Douglas, thank you for the tea and company today.
Thank you, Kate. It's always a thrill to talk to you.
I've been running the rain, and the wind that follows after.
And for more information on Natalie Douglas and her new album, Human Heart, head over to our website, interlochenpublicradio.org.
This has been The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Michael Culler engineered our show today. Dan Wanchura is our producer. Our executive producer is Sally Isley. I'm David Castleman.
And I'm Kate Botello. Thanks for listening.
For a certain pair of eyes and a certain pair of lips. Yes, I've looked everywhere.